It's time for Sounding Off with Phil Goff.
Morena. Mayor Phil Goff, how are you?
Morena, Rachel. I am really good. Wow, what fantastic weather over the weekend.
It was gorgeous, eh?
And we had lots of events. And the best thing about it was that we didn't have any further community transmission because on Thursday I'd got this ring from a mum who was really anxious. Her daughter was having her wedding on Saturday, and she said, please, Mr. Goff, please tell me we can go ahead with it. And I had a discussion with Ashley Bloomfield before the official announcement, so I was able to ring her back and say, it's okay, your wedding can go ahead. So you can see how important it is in people's lives. You know, if we had have had, you know, if we had to of, we would have stopped major public events because that's what you have to do. But really good news that our system of contact tracing in this event worked quite well, and the testing worked well. And the great thing is that we continue to enjoy our summer without a community outbreak of COVID-19. So lots of summer sun and freedom to do the things that we wanted to do. So that's all pretty good, really.
Exactly. Let's talk a little bit. We're going to talk about a few things that are happening this month. Of course, it's Pride Month for Auckland City. So we'll talk about that shortly. But I did want to start by a bit of a local dispute that's popped up around the Tararata stream. Now, this is a stream that's had council funding to help with a volunteer-led program of replanting trees around a big concrete drain. That's been happening since about 2000, and now there is also a council consent put through to remove those trees. I can understand why people are feeling a bit confused and a bit frustrated by this. Can you clear this up at all, or do you have any more information about why this is happening and if it is actually going to go ahead?
Yeah, there were 12 trees removed in December. They were Manuka and Kanuka trees, and you're right, they were planted by the community, and that was supported with council funding. Unfortunately, because of flooding problems, they have to do work on the waterway, and they had to take the trees out. Now, I'm not criticising them taking the trees out, because that's something they simply had to do to improve the way in which the stormwater was getting away. But what they didn't do was consult. They were meant to have consulted. This is Kāinga Ora, Central Government Agency for Housing. They were meant to have consulted with the community and the community board. And the community board have said, look, they understand it was a genuine mistake, and Kāinga Ora has apologised. And most importantly, you know, the trees will be replaced and there'll be extensive riparian planting. So, you know, from time to time, you've got to remove trees because they're in the way of things that you have to do. And what's really important is they need to replace those, put great trees in, and we've seen the way in which they've done that around the Oakley Creek area, Tiawanga, in Mount Roskill, the Awatiri wetlands in Takanini. There's some really great stuff that Healthy Waters is doing around stormwater in Auckland, and actually improving the situation. But this was a case, I think, of poor communication and poor information.
Now, speaking of Kāinga Ora, another thing I wanted to chat to you about is the government's recent housing announcements, which have been criticised for not being dissimilar to basically what they announced around housing last year and how they were going to be, you know, stepping up the housing program. It has come with a lot of criticism that we're just hearing what they've already announced. Do you feel positive about this new announcement? What would you like to see more from the government? Because, of course, in Auckland, we have an extremely acute housing crisis at the moment.
Yeah. Well, both things, really. I'm positive about the announcement. Yes, it was the number that they'd used before, but they spelt out where those houses were going. And Auckland's going to get between 3,000 and 3,600 new state houses and transitional housing. And that's really good. It will take our numbers of public homes up in Auckland by 2024 to, I think, 37,600 or somewhere thereabouts. So that will have increased by 7,000 in 6 years. Now, that's a hell of a lot better than what was happening before, where houses were being sold off and not replaced. and it's probably the most public housing that have been that has been built for two decades. So that's the good news. The less good news is that we do continue to have a huge shortage of affordable housing, and if you look at what is driving poverty, it's people in the private sector having to pay huge rents that consume most of their incomes, and we need a whole lot more of that public housing. The other good news about the public housing, I spent some of the last 2 weeks having a look at new developments, in particular in Mangere and in Mount Roskill. In Mangere, they've it's right at the end of Beta Drive and Mackenzie Road. They've replaced five houses with 65 units, but and they're three stories, so they're intensive houses. But they've built a central courtyard with a fenced-off area, which is a play area for kids, and developed as a play area for kids, safe play area for kids. And they've put in barbecues for the residents in the area, you know. And they've also set aside one of the units as a community gathering space, you know, for kids for homework classes in the evening, etc. So what they're doing, they're not only good quality houses, but they're working quite hard in a way that they didn't do previously to build a sense of community in the new developments. They are intensive. They do need to be well managed, and they will be well managed. But they're homes, and I talked to some of the residents here, homes that people are really proud to live in. And when you're proud to live in it, you look after it. So this is not going to be a ghetto for the future. This is going to continue to be a great housing development. And in my old electorate of Mount Roskill, wow, there's just thousands of houses going in.
It is. It is amazing to see this.
Good quality.
It is amazing to see this, and it is fantastic as well that we're seeing this new, I guess, focus on building kind of community spaces, not just creating, you know, housing stock. What I want to know though is are you confident that we're going to see enough action on this fast enough? Because that was a big criticism of the government in their last term, that we just didn't see what they'd promised in terms of housing. What will make you feel, I guess, confident that the government is going to be following through on their promises this time?
Well, there's three things that make me confident. One, that they have put a big investment into homelessness, so that they've helped fund, you know, particularly arising out of COVID-19 when we had the lockdown. So we were able to offer anyone that was sleeping rough through that period the chance to move in, and albeit a motel, so it was temporary accommodation and also quite expensive by comparison. But it was meeting an immediate need. Two, the rate at which they're building the state houses, I've said I want to see a lot more of them, but I'm also aware that the trades are bloody flat out at the moment, and you try to get something done and every tradesman's employed. Instead of having a recession in the building industry, actually we've continued to have a boom, to the extent where last year's figures were the highest ever on record. We built more houses, we consented more houses last year, 2020, than we did in 2009, 2010, 2011 and 2012 combined. So, you know, we're starting to see that happen. But is there still real pressure? And the thing that worries, the answer is yes. And the thing that worries me most of all is if house prices continue to go up, it just gets really hard for, you know, first home buyers to buy. And I think, you know, my if the government were to ask my advice, well, I'll give it anyway. They need to load the table in favour of the first home buyer, rather than the investor that's simply buying it up. You know, sure, it'll be used for rental, but it is also then it becomes, you know, just a mechanism to make a capital gain. So I think we've got to bend over backwards to give people a chance to get into their first home, and that means that they might put more favourable loan to ratios for first home buyers than, say, for investors, to give first home buyers the edge when they go to an auction and find that time and again they're outbid by an investor that sees the chance to make a big profit. Fine, people make profits. I'm not opposed to that per se, but I don't want to see those people that are profit-making actually getting in ahead of the first-home buyer that needs to get a chance in life to get on the first rung of the housing ladder, and I feel quite strongly about that.
Well, let's finish on a positive note. It is, of course, February, which means it's Pride Month in Tamaki Makaurau, and there's a whole bunch of amazing events that are kicking off because of this. Anything that you're particularly looking forward to for the city?
Yeah, well, it's a whole month this time, from the 3rd of February to, so that's tomorrow, to the 28th of February. That's the first time it's run over a full month. And there's a whole wide range of things. And Auckland Council, of course, has set up its Pride Centres and Alan Melville Hall and Onehunga Community Centre, Te Atatū Peninsula Community Centre, and a couple of others who escape my memory at the moment. The thing that I really like is the Big Gay Out. I've been going to the Big Gay Out, I think, since it was set up. And it's just such a celebration of diversity, and people there, you know, along to celebrate the diversity that is Auckland. And I just compare that to the Auckland that I grew up in, where if you were gay, you had to hide it, and you had to live a secret life, and people were, you know, prejudiced and intolerant and bigoted towards the gay community. We've seen, you know, not to say that some of those things don't still exist, but for the majority of people now, it's a chance for people to live a life just like anybody else, regardless of whether they're straight or gay, and to have that celebration that, you know, we don't judge people on their sexual orientation. Everybody should be treated equally and fairly, and that's what Pride Month is about. It's about the pride that people can have in who they are, and the fact that they can be accepted not only by friends and family, but by the wider community and the institutions as well.
Well, thank you so much for your time this morning, Mayor Phil Goff. I hope you have a lovely week, and we'll talk to you again next Tuesday.
And the good news is we have another long weekend coming up.
We do.
Wow. Two in a row.
Two in a row. Good news for us in Auckland. Hey, thank
Absolutely.
You. Enjoy
Thanks,
enjoy Waitangi weekend. Talk to you then. Bye.
Yes, you too. Cheers. Bye.
That was Sounding Off with Phil Goff.